The act in itself is quite significant because it's the first time that Wales is treated as a separate legal entity to England. Hitherto, Wales had always been treated in the same way in terms of legislation by Parliament as had England. But the passing of the Sunday Closing Act in 1881 sets a precedent that would be used for different types of legislation in the future. The effect of the act itself was to prohibit the sale of alcohol in most of the Welsh pubs on a Sunday. Unfortunately, there were a number of loopholes in the act that people very quickly became aware of.
On the west bank of the river, the act was in operation, and all the public houses are closed on Sundays. On the east side, they were open. People residing on the west bank had only to cross a very short bridge to get as much beer as they required. Promptly at noon, there marched a continuous procession of men and women from the dry area to the wet area, carrying every kind of vessel that would hold liquid.
Somebody who had travelled over 7 miles on a Sunday could go to a pub and claim a drink. And consequently, what happens in parts of Wales that were 7 miles distant from each other would be a thriving trade back and forth. The people, say, of Carmarthen would go to Llanelli, and the people of Llanelli would go to Carmarthen and then claim drinks on Sunday, and would raise all sorts of problems for the local police, because they would frequently complain that they were used to dealing with the local drunkards, and they knew who was likely to misbehave and so on, but they had no idea on Sunday because they had a totally different set of people coming towards them.